Heard from Sharon Shannon Mundy, Damian Dempsey, Desi O'Halloran, Courtney in the Kitchen. Mundy is going to be there. Sharon Shannon is going to be there. And there's plenty more, isn't there, Connor Byrne?
3 days of full music, I'm telling you, bud. It's going to be really good.
All right, we got Connor Byrne. You calling from Liscana?
I'm not actually. I'm calling from Dublin. I'm here visiting my parents for the weekend. But I am based in Clare, all right.
Well, give them our best from the Four Green Fields here then, would you?
I will, of course.
All right. So tell us about this. I'm fascinated because I have not been to the Doolin Folk Festival, but I've read about it, and it sounds like it's quite the festival.
Yeah, well, I suppose first of all, like if you've ever been to Doolin,
and I have, number of times.
With or without the festival, you well know it's a really special place, you know. And I was approached by a guy called Donal Minahan of Hotel Doolin a number of years ago, 5 years ago, and he asked would I be interested in working with him on putting a folk festival in Doolin together. And I suppose like everything, like especially with festivals, it's the location is always important, and the association of traditional folk music with the locality just it was a no-brainer, but you know, so I said yeah, absolutely. So 5 years later, we're going strong, and look, it's 50 year this year.
Now, were you living in Clare at the time?
I wasn't actually. No, I was living in Dublin, and I kind of often thought of moving to West Clare, and this gave me the perfect opportunity to do that. And fortunately now with the work that I do, like I need good broadband and stuff like that, and that's available where I live. So my office is looking out at the Scanner Bay, so happy days.
That's got to be nice. Where are you, up on top of the hill there by Joseph McHugh's, that area, or...?
I'm looking down at Clahan Beach.
Okay, very nice.
I'm
jealous. So how did you? So he invites you to do this, and I guess did that then expand into Killarney also, or?
Well, I've been working as a festival programmer for a number of years. Like I've been kind of doing it since the early noughties. I worked in at the West Belfast Festival for a couple of years there from 2005 and 2006, and then after that, kind of went into promoting in Dublin. And was asked to run the Skull Heave of Frankie Kennedy, the Frankie Kennedy Winter School.
Okay. Oh, you were doing that?
Yeah, I've been doing that now for about 8 years.
Okay.
And so I was kind of doing it for a while when Donald had approached me. And so we had a good old chat, got on well with him, and he seemed to have good ideas. And I think he liked what I had in mind. So... it just kind of took off from there. And, yeah, Folk Fest Killarney kind of happened after that. You know, the IAC in Killarney, an incredible venue.
Yes.
I'd be interested in doing something down there. So, yes, I did, and we're going doing a third year now this year.
Yeah, I haven't been to that either. I've been to the Gathering, you know, and it's a fascinating place because it's self-contained.
Yeah.
And you don't have to leave.
It's a village in itself.
Yes,
yeah.
It is very much so. So tell me about the entertainment that you're going to be having in Doolin. It's not strictly Irish entertainment. It's not strictly, you know, necessarily traditional Irish music.
Well, I suppose it's a folk festival, so folk can involve a lot of different types of music as far as I'm concerned. Like, I don't know, like, you know, you hear what people always ask you, what's folk music? I think folk music is... It's a story, the story within the songs, the story of society, and I just think that allows for us to kind of broaden the type of music that we have. And in a way, I'd like to think that each act kind of complements, well, first of all, the music of Doolin, and then of traditional Irish music. So I like we have succeeded in doing it. Like last year, like we had the Hot House Flowers and
I'm sorry, how many?
Bird and,
How many?
How many what?
People showed up last year?
Excuse me, sorry. It holds approximately about 1,200.
Okay.
Yeah, which is small enough, like, you know, and but that's part of the beauty of it, really.
Yeah, where in Doolin is it? Is it in Roadford or Fisher Street or where is
no,
it?
No, it's in the middle of Doolin itself. Hotel Doolin is kind of the road, the main road from McGann's to O'Connor's.
Yeah.
If you kind of cut that in half. Hotel Doolin is there, and Hotel Doolin had this marquee at the back of the hotel, and they have the main stages in that marquee.
Okay, so it's near that, like, kind of where you can go right to McGann's or left, or O'Connor's there.
That's right
in that area.
Fitz's Bar there, right by the hotel as well.
Excellent. Okay,
very good. Plenty of places to go to.
And you get good local support.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, like without that, now I don't think this would work. You know, I think there's always people trying to suss you out, like, you know, so who's playing this year, kind of thing, you know. They're all stopped on the streets, you know, and I says, if I told you, I'd have to shoot you, you know. There's always great excitement when the lineup is announced, and we're coming up very close to it now, and people are raring to go, so yeah, it should be great.
You've got quite a good lineup in place that I could see, at least, on the website. Alton, Fluke, and more, really. A lot more.
Yeah, well, like traditional artists, like, you know, as you said, Alton and Fluke, Sharon Shannon, as you played there. We have Lizzie Yvonne Kane with John Blake.
Okay.
We have Dermot McLaughlin on fiddle, Robbie Hannon on Illum Pipes and fiddle. Joe is one of my favorite types of music, I have to say. And like, you know, a more contemporary kind of folk rock, we have Lisa Hannigan, the stunning, a local band from Ennistyne, who are doing very well here. And been going strong for 20, 30 years, maybe.
Wow.
And a few Farkaturis coming all the way from Mali. View is the father of the late Ali Farkaturi, who's an incredible man. And I've worked with View before, actually at Folkfest Killarney, and he did such an incredible show. It's basically African blues. And I can't wait to see the reaction of you on the Doolin stage. That should be really fun, real fun.
Oh, nice.
John Spillane's coming from Cork.
Okay, all the way from Cork.
And,
yeah. I got him queued up.
Oh yeah, he's raring to go. And then there's another stage. We have a second stage called the White Horse Stage, run by the White Horse Sessions in Lahinch. David Hope and Kenneth Kenny put a program, an amazing program, together this year. Wallace Bird, as I said, was headlining last year, and she enjoyed it so much that she pleaded, could she come back? So we managed to get her a slot on the White Horse stage.
I'm sorry, who's that again?
Wallace Bird.
Oh, yes, from, was she from Wexford or that area?
I think she's from Wexford, yeah. I think there's a Meath connection there as well, but she's incredible.
Yeah,
and,
yes.
Brona Gallagher, some of your listeners may know from as an actor. She would have been in The Commitments and many other things, but she's also a very, very accomplished singer-songwriter. And that's to name but a few. There's so many. Like, we've got near 50 acts performing over 3 days.
Very nice.
So it's, yeah.
And now Lisa Hannigan is the Damien Rice that who
Lisa kind of got going with Damien Rice, right. You know, as his backing vocalist. And I have to say, she's not your typical backing vocalist because she has such an incredible voice. Mm-hmm. And as a performer, she's been doing very well. I think she's been performing on in the States a good bit now. She was on one of your late night talk shows. I can't remember which one it is. It escapes me, but I remember seeing a clip of it online.
Mm-hmm. And you got bands, and I think I play a lot of Biogo, but they're kind of hard to pigeonhole in some ways, you know.
Which makes them interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
They're an incredible musicians, and they're very entertaining too.
We had Neve and Sean had them here in Worcester a couple of years back, and they were just wonderful kids, very, very gracious, nice, you know, easy to deal with, and
they both got married recently.
Yes, I saw that.
Yes.
God bless them.
Yeah.
And then Liz and Yvonne, two of my favorite human beings.
Mighty stuff, yeah.
And John Blake. John's been in town a couple of times. Once with who was he with? Oh, Colm Gannon. And
Colm Gannon. He's from Boston, is he?
Yeah, he's from Dorchester, right outside of Boston.
Excuse me. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Living in Spittle now, I take it.
That's
so you put together something wonderful, but you don't have Aldoc coming to this, right? You have them coming down to Killarney.
Oh,
right?
Good man, yeah, Aldoc. Yeah, we had Aldoc at doing a couple of times, twice actually, but so, you know, we can't have them every year. So
naturally,
because they're so good. So we got them down in Killarney for this year, and so they'd be sharing the stage with Femi Kuti, behind the Hot House Flowers.
Unbelievable.
A band called Lancome, who are used to be called Lynch, but they've changed their name.
Oh, Lynch, yeah. Oh, they changed their name?
They have. They've changed it to Lancome, yeah. Mm. Yeah. I suppose, not to go into too much detail, but I suppose in relation to the movement, the black movement in America,
it's appropriate
to change the name.
It was an Irish term for us, though.
What?
I said it was an Irish term for us, I thought.
Was it? I'm not aware.
From Galway, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Well, they got the name, actually, because they're Ian and Dara Lynch. It's their surname.
Uh-huh.
So that was the reason for the name, I guess. But
Fluke, they've kind of gotten back together of sorts? Or?
Yeah, it's great. Jeez. Yeah, Brian Finnegan and Sarah Allen and John Joe and, good God, Ed Boyd.
Ed Boyd, yeah.
There.
Okay, very good.
They've been going over 20 years now, and... It's great to see them back, and a lot of people kind of were asking when were they coming. So, and I'm a great fan of their music too. So I'm delighted to have them.
As am I. So it sounds like it's great. So how do people like accommodations and things like that? Well, I mean, I know Doolin has tons of B&Bs, but is there a website that helps them out with that? Or
there is, yes, yeah. If you go to doolinfestivals.ie. You get all the details there in relation to accommodation, in relation to booking tickets, and also there's a running order of all the acts that are performing over the 3 days. So you should get everything on that website. Or there's also a Facebook page as well that's updated on a regular basis.
Okay, and what are the dates?
The dates are from June 16th to 18th. That's a Friday to a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. I mean, Doolin is hopping to begin with, you know, usually, so particularly this time of year, you know.
So, yeah, so you imagine. Might make it over, will you?
I don't think so. I am coming over in October a bit. I was going to be going to the Dingle Folk Festival in October.
Oh, yeah, the Trad Fest, yes. The Granville sisters from that, they're great, yeah.
Is that who puts that on? I know that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that the Wileaways were playing, and I have yet to see them, so I wanted to...
Yeah, they're great. They've done Doolin also.
Yeah.
Fantastic band.
So are you playing?
Jabers, you know what it is? I get very little time, to be honest, just with all that's going on right now. But, you know, yeah, I try and get out to a session every now and again. Had a lovely session, actually, there last week. Yeah, a friend of mine got married, and Luca was there, along with Owen O'Neill and Adam Shapiro. It was nice. It was actually the first tune I had in quite a while, so it kind of made me think, God, it took me a while to dust the cobwebs out of the flute, so we need to get going again.
How's Owen keeping?
Owen's great. He's keeping it going strong. He's playing every night of the week. He's doing what you do. He's got his own radio show here at Clare FM every Friday night, and I think his listenership is worldwide. So
It is.
If you want an update as to what's going on around Clare, he's certainly the man to listen to.
I had the pleasure of going out to the Glore 2 years ago, a year ago, October, for his award. I flew out for that to see that.
Oh, good man.
It was a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Your uncle was there.
He was playing away. And you have an aunt. Mm. Did your aunt just record a CD too or something? Did I hear that?
Yes, my aunt Anne Rin, who's living near Milltown Malvern, she got out a CD there last year. We actually launched it at the Doolin Folk Festival last year, and it was a lovely occasion. I'm actually, believe it or not, my father now has just released a CD. His name is Peter Byrne.
No kidding.
With a guitarist called Conor Mahoney. Dad's a great singer, so I'm delighted he did this. So he's going to launch his album at the festival on Sunday morning.
Oh, that's nice. So very nice.
That'll be a nice occasion.
I'll have to talk to you about maybe having him send me over a copy of that or something for airplay.
I will, for sure.
And your aunt. I said,
and
your aunt.
I get her to send you a copy, no problem.
All right. So anything else? Anything else to add? Because we have people from Worcester that travel to Ireland quite frequently. I don't know if anyone will be going for that weekend, but I'm sure you'll show them a good time and great music.
Oh, I mean, for sure. Yikes. Like, you know, there's, you know, if you want any accommodation, I'm sure there's accommodation available. Like, there's a food. Like, if you're probably your best bet is to fly to Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon Airport is less than an hour's drive from Doolin. There are tickets available online. Food, drink, music. What more do you want? Hopefully the sun will shine, but rain or shine, we'll be fine. Do you know what I mean? It's in a marquee, so it's a stunning part of the world. Even though I say so myself, like you got the Cliffs of Moher,
yes,
just south of Adul, and then you got the Burren. Then and you're looking out at the Atlantic Ocean. You can see the Aran Islands. You can see the Connemara across the bay. It's just.
Seven.
It,
it's
really.
Heaven, right?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's, and McGann, I think McGann will, anyone that can't find accommodations, McGann will put them up. So,
McGann's the man. Yeah.
He is. Yeah. Might be in his taxi, but he'll put them up nonetheless. All right. Well, I'm going to close things down, but stay on the phone. All right. I'm going to queue up Fluke, because they're going to be appearing. I've got the, from their, I think it's Rubai CD.
Actually, I should know. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I just can't pronounce it. I just
okay. how do you spell it?
Rubai.
Rubai, I suppose. Yeah, I don't think it's an Irish word.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna play them, and then we will. I'm gonna take you off the phone, and we'll talk for just a minute before I let you go. Okay.
Good man, Bud. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Connor.
Okay.
His Fluke.